Track 6 now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Mini donks get a big cash boost. The Marvellous Miniature Donkeys for Wellbeing, a Norfolk social enterprise that provides mood-boosting, therapeutic miniature donkey visits to people in care homes, hospitals, schools and a range of other group and residential settings, has received a grant of more than £286,000 from the National Lottery Community Fund, allowing it to continue its important work. Mini Donks managing director, Sarah McPherson, lost her mum and dad to dementia, but even in her final months, Sarah's mum had always loved being with her daughter's two miniature donkeys. Now, at her mum's wake, Sarah announced to everyone that she was going to quit her job to set up Mini Donks. The social enterprise was set up in 2017, and since then, Sarah and her team have delivered more than 700 well-being visits across Norfolk and Suffolk, bringing joy to thousands of people. And now, the National Lottery Community Fund has awarded Mini Donks a £286,848 grant to be split over a five-year period, enabling it to plan for the future. This funding will allow us to visit settings where they would not otherwise be able to cover the cost of a visit. The grant will also support us with our running costs, which have risen dramatically. And our fuel bill, for one example, has risen by 40% in the last year alone, says Sarah. The grant will also be used to buy a five-seater replacement vehicle for the social enterprise's existing three-seater lorry. And it means volunteers will be able to travel together to visits rather than using multiple vehicles, helping to reduce the Mini Donks carbon footprint. Contact them at minidonks.org.uk.
Classic Ibiza's Help for Each. One of the summer's coolest events, Classic Ibiza at Blickling Hall, returns on the 5th of August to support the East Anglia Children's Hospice, Each. This will be the third consecutive year that Classic Ibiza has supported the charity that helps children, young people and their families living with life-threatening conditions. So far, gig-goers have raised almost £10,000 for each at Classic Ibiza. This year's concert, headlined by Urban Soul Orchestra, includes 15 completely new arrangements in a programme of more than 30 house classics.
Grant for Church. Fawnsett St Peter's bid to save the historic St Peter's Church in the village has been given a welcome boost with the news that the National Lottery Heritage Fund has given it a £33,000 grant. Now, the money will allow detailed investigations of the structural stability of the church. This Grade 2 listed 1,000-year-old building has been on the Heritage at Risk register since 2019, when the Friends of St Peter's was formed to spearhead the campaign to save it from catastrophic deterioration.